I'm a host, one of the hosts on the Blind Tech Guys podcast. Blind Tech Guys, the name is not necessarily referring to guys, although at the moment we just have three, well, four people on the podcast that happen to be males, but it is open to anybody that wants to contribute and join in and that kind of thing. And it's a podcast and a community on, we have different platforms, so Facebook and Telegram and WhatsApp and all these things. And it started out as actually an Android podcast. It started out as, we were called Antad and then Anatad, and we were named off of a mailing list that specifically discussed Android, and eventually kind of decided to branch off and start talking about a lot of other topics. Some of the reasons that we got started is just because there's not a lot of information that is easily discoverable and accessible. And I think that I find myself not always agreeing with some of the content that is put out there, and particularly about Android at the time, because there's a lot of misconceptions about the accessibility of Android, and a lot of trainers even saying that it's just not accessible, that you shouldn't use it, that you shouldn't try it. Pretty much everybody's recommending an iOS device. That pervasive attitude kind of translates to other things. So at the moment, there's a big fixation with in the blindness community with making an Outlook work and using Outlook and using Thunderbird. Perhaps maybe a smaller group is using Thunderbird, but there's a lot less attention being given to web apps. And web apps are coming along well, and to the point that I use quite a lot of web apps. I'm a totally blind screen reader user. I use quite a lot of web apps very successfully and find that they are as efficient or more efficient than many of the apps that are out there, the desktop apps that are out there. So, for instance, I use the Gmail web interface, the standard web view with the keyboard shortcuts that are provided, and I use that successfully. And I don't tend to run into a lot of the issues that people run into using Outlook. This isn't saying that Outlook is bad. It's not saying that you shouldn't use Outlook. It's more saying that there are other options out there. And that's what Blind Tech Guys aims to do, is really explore those options and give people those choices and show you how to use this thing, these tools, and at least get you started along the way. And then the community kind of expands on that. So the podcast, there's limited amount what you really can do in an hour's time each week, or however long hour and a half. But then if you want to learn more, hopefully you'll join the community and ask your questions and reach out and connect with people who are willing to explore those different areas. And so we cover pretty much anything: Android, iOS, Windows. We would cover Mac and Linux if there's some kind of interest. We haven't seen a lot of that, but certainly worth covering. Also, navigation apps and devices. We have developers on. One of the exciting ones that we had on was Strap, the developers of Strap, which is a navigation aid. And they have a goal or a mission that they say they will be the first cane replacement. There's a lot of divisiveness about whether or not they can actually do that and whether people want the cane replaced, new, what they're working on.
He's
And
back.
then, maybe to also ask some of those tough questions as well about, well, will this actually replace that cane, and will it actually do what it's aiming to do, and how is that, is that actually realistic? And then hopefully to get a demo unit or to purchase that device and actually demo it for our audience, so they know, okay, should I be spending money on this product, or should I be buying this particular phone, or that kind of thing. We also try to keep up with the latest tech stuff. So anytime there's an Apple event or an Android event or Google event or Samsung or whoever, we will go live usually on a midweek episode or something and talk about what happened, and we'll address the facts. We start out with the facts. This is what's happened. And then we diverge and talk about opinions. And we like to have a little humor and a little bit of fun too. So it's just kind of a relaxing place to have a conversation with people who are interested in tech stuff and get different opinions, and probably find some things that you may not find out in the mainstream blindness tech podcasts.
So how often do your episodes come out?
Sure. We try to put episodes out weekly. And so we usually stream the podcasts live on YouTube, unedited, in its unedited form. So if you'd like to check out all our mistakes and all the things that we do along the way before we get to editing, then you can check that out on the YouTube side. We go live at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And the URL is pretty easy: youtube.com/blindtechguyspodcast. And then You know, that's the YouTube channel. You can subscribe and get notifications there. And if you do that, you know, you'll get notifications of the episodes when they come out. But we go live, and you can always just watch that live stream later, and you can chat with us and interact with us. And if you want the link to come in and say hello to us, you're then more than happy to come in and say hi as well. And then the podcast itself gets edited, and we release that to the different podcast channels, usually within a day or two after that live stream. So usually about a Tuesday morning, so somewhere around there, it goes live. It's a little bit different each week, just depending on how long it takes to get that out there, but about that time usually. So
tell us a little bit about some of the technology that goes into, you know, doing the live stream and the podcast, because we geek out on that type of stuff.
So we use a number of different services. We use StreamYard, is a service that lets us go live to multiple platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, amongst a number of different ones. And it also lets us easily invite guests in. So it's similar to what Zoom does, except it's a web-based. You send someone a link and they join, and then we can record it right from StreamYard and also broadcast to Facebook, YouTube, all those different things. And you know, it also allows to do multi-tracking, so it makes the editing process a little bit easier, because you end up with multiple tracks for each person that's speaking. So if there's someone has a lot of background noise, or at the moment I'm sitting outside wearing a cheapo gaming headset, but if I wanted to, you know, do a little bit of editing on my own audio, make it sound a little bit better and clear out maybe some of the background noise, I could do that, and without doing it for the whole podcast. And that's always helpful. We also use a service called CleanFeed that sometimes we'll use just for recording if we don't want to go live. It tends to produce higher quality recordings. And it's also web-based. You give people links, but they are separate links. So each person gets their own link that can time out at the end, or whatever amount of time that you set it for, and they join. And that also does multi-track type audio. And then we do have a Zoom as well. We produce the podcast and put it out using a podcast host called Transistor. And we tried out a different number of podcast hosts, but for whatever reason, they either weren't as accessible as they could be. We provided feedback and they weren't going to become accessible in time. We used a service called Buzzsprout for a while, and I really liked them, but their plans just aren't very good. They give you a total of 6 hours for, I think, $25 or something. But if you want more, then you have to pay quite a bit more money for that. But Buzzsprout generally was pretty good, and they did take accessibility feedback on board, which is good. We tried quite a number of these different podcast hosts, and for whatever reason, just found that Transistor would work best for us. Typically for the editing side, I use a program called Audacity. It's either I or Marco, typically Marco, who will also edit that podcast, and we use a program called Audacity, and I'm an NVDA user. So in combination with that, we're able to get out a pretty reasonable sound. That's pretty much what we use. And then, you know, on the hardware side, like, each of us have different types of things. I have an audio interface and a microphone, a Shure SM7B microphone, and a Black Lion audio interface that helps connect that microphone through XLR to the computer. Sometimes I'll wear, if I'm out and about, or if I need to broadcast from a phone, then or connect the phone to the interface, and I've done that and produce audio that way, so that instead of holding up the phone to the microphone, it produces a little bit cleaner sound. That's pretty much what we use. So if I do it out and about, then I will just connect using my phone through to StreamYard or whatever it is. And if necessary, I have a lapel mic that connects USB-C to the microphone. And for that, kind of have to use an adapter, because what tends to happen is when you connect the mic to USB-C, it tends to also steal the audio, because I'm an Android user at least, and that's just what ends up happening. Haven't really tried it on the iOS side, but it probably would do similar.
I've been using Gmail on the web and the Google Calendar for 2 years at least. And I like them both, although there is definitely a greater learning curve to use Gmail and the calendar than there is for learning Outlook. But I actually haven't touched Outlook for my work email in a year at all, and haven't really missed it. I do well with it. But every once in a while, something changes that really messes me up. And the latest one, and I don't know if this is on all browsers, I've only tried it on Chrome, but you know how you'll hit the home key to get to the beginning of the line you're on? I'm finding just over the last couple of weeks, often when I hit the home key and I'm in the middle of an email, I don't notice it, but it actually takes me all the way up to the top of the body of the message. So I'm typing stuff above my dear sir line. I wonder if you've been noticing that also.
Nope, that is not an issue I'm noticing. guessing. It certainly doesn't seem to be happening here. I'm almost wondering if you have some kind of an issue where your control key accidentally gets pressed down somehow, or is maybe
I don't know.
I'm not really sure, like a sticky keys or...
You know, little things like that have cropped up occasionally. I've had probably more trouble with Google Sheets than I have other Google products, but I have used it quite a bit too. I'm very interested in knowing more about your podcast. Maybe you can repeat your name too, because I didn't catch it when Frank said it.
Sure. My name is Nimmer. Yeah, we do cover the web app. We just had a series on different web apps, covered a little bit of Google Sheets, covered Gmail, covered Calendar, covered chat, the new chat that's in Gmail that you can enable. We covered a number of these web apps, Facebook and Twitter. We've also covered those.
Oh, wow.
Is it the webcast called The Blind Guys, or is it Blind Guys?
Blind Tech Guys.
Blind Tech Guys. Okay.
Yeah. So the website is blindtechguys.com, and it just goes to a basic transistor landing page with our podcast episodes and a little bit about us and who we are. And so it's just Blind Tech Guys. And then the links to the YouTube and the Twitters and Facebooks and WhatsApps and all that are all on there.
I've been a dedicated Outlook user for decades. And I did learn how to use Google Calendar with JAWS. Pretty successfully, although I still find it clunky compared to Outlook Calendar. And, you know, the other web apps, I just find they're clunky, you know, like Google Docs. I was going to ask you if that's one of the topics you cover in your podcast.
I know we did touch on Google Docs. And when I say touch on, we spent about 20 minutes on there and then left it open for users to ask questions. If you were to listen to that and then you say, okay, I want you to go more in depth on this topic or whatever, mm-hmm. you can always send us an email and we'll definitely do that, or join one of our communities, a mailing list, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You
know, okay.
We'll help with that. So.
Okay. That's the one that frustrates me, because I find in my work more and more and more every week, people are wanting to do collaborative documents on Google Docs. I'm old too. So it's teaching an old dog new tricks here and trying to manage is very tiring.
So I work at Google, and one of the things that I, you know, we use Google Docs for everything. So I'd be happy to help you out with
Docs. All right. Well, that's good to know. Maybe I'll be in touch. Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I was just going to say, I have the same concerns about Google Docs and Google Sheets. I can use them okay, but number one, I'm always afraid of messing up a document for everybody. And secondly, I'm not comfortable working collaboratively. I would much rather disable the collaboration on the document and work on it on my own. But I understand what the value of collaborating is, but it's certainly not something I've ever gotten used to.
So one thing you can do with a Google Doc is put it in a mode like a suggested edits mode instead of an editing. So by default, it's like an editing mode. And so you can put it in a suggested edits mode, make your changes, and then make sure that they are the way that you want them to, and then actually approve those changes or have another
collaborator. I was not aware of that.
Those changes. Or...
Yeah, that's a great idea. And I will be listening to every one of your episodes, believe me.
Okay, just want to thank you. Thank you so much for coming and talk to us, and definitely be happy to, you know, post anything you want about the podcast on our resources page. And you're always welcome back anytime you want to. So,
if you have a smart speaker, the A lady or the G lady, or maybe they're guys, I don't know if you've changed them, but anyway, whatever they are, you can always ask them to play the latest episode of the Blind Tech Guys podcast, or you can look it up on a podcatcher. You can find us, the YouTube channels up there. Not all the episodes are on YouTube, but maybe that's one day's project for when I have time. But if you do join the mailing list or any of the Telegrams, WhatsApps, Facebooks, you can ask from, well, I would be on there looking at it, but also a lot of other users who may or may not be using these tools, and some of them who are also learning. So just a good, you know, some good resources to check out. And the mailing list and all that information is on the Blind Tech Guys.
Excellent.
So thank you guys for the invitation. And if you guys do have any questions, definitely reach out. And I'm sure I'll be back in here. You know, gotcha. I enjoy geeking out. So
anytime you're here, every month, pretty much. Thank you so much.
Excellent.